let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In the new book, Finite Theory, Historical Milestone in Physics by Phil Bouchard, a new gravitational theory is being suggested to replace general relativity. Now, in 1915, Albert Einstein published his findings on general relativity, the basis for a theory that became so popular, it's now the most widely accepted view of geometric gravitation in modern physics. But what? What if Einstein had it wrong? Phil Bouchard was born in Ottawa, Canada, studied mathematics, computer science at the University of Sherbrooke, and has experience in the commercial software development for companies in Ottawa and San Diego since the new millennium. He's also a credible martial artist at the North American level, the founder and chief technical officer of an important innovative scientific company, and the author of a simulator. Phil Bouchard, author of Finite Theory, Historical Milestone in Physics, our guest on This Week in America. Phil, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.
This will be an interesting program because I'm going to learn something. I'm fascinated by this topic and really appreciate the time that you're going to spend with us in explaining all of this, your book, Finite Theory, Historical Milestone in Physics. First of all, when did you get the idea to write this book?
Well, I was always interested in astrophysics, but, you know, there's plenty more jobs in computer science, so I ended up in computer science. But it turns out I wrote in computer science my own calculator, my own scientific calculator that was rendering 3D graphics, and I turned out I was able to represent the solar system using the gravitational potential, using my own calculator that I wrote myself. So it started from there. It's just a little out of curiosity, I ended up having the right representation on the first try.
Which is amazing. I'm thinking when you take on a topic like this, there are a number of challenges along the way. What did you find most difficult in writing this book, Finite Theory?
Well, many things. I mean, obviously the book was difficult to write, but finding support and debating the book was even worse. I mean, there's some sort of egocentrism, prestigious behavior in astrophysics, and it's hard to break the ice in that area.
Well, I would think so, and we'll talk about that. Finite Theory, Historical Milestone in Physics by Phil Bouchard, and that's Bouchard. If you're Googling that, I'll give you some information on where the book is available, literally wherever books are sold. I mentioned Einstein. What if Einstein were wrong? There were several others that you feel had it wrong, including Newton. Why was Newton wrong in your thinking?
Yeah, that's interesting because we all, you know, there's a lot of people claiming Einstein was wrong, but it's more than Einstein. Actually, it started way back 300 years ago with Newton, because Newton disregarded the rotation of the bodies, which is very important to consider. Otherwise, you'll be stuck with our hard-coded absolute framework in the universe. It's hard to understand just like that, but it means it's an unintentional mistake that Einstein left over from his mathematics. So it started from there, and over the years, over the centuries, people never corrected Newton, never dared to correct Newton. So the mistake was dangling for all these centuries.
The book we're talking about is Finite Theory, Historical Milestone in Physics by Phil Bouchard. This is available for sale at all the Amazon sites, at Barnes & Noble, Page Turner's Bookstore, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia and New Zealand. Basically, anywhere in the world, most of the places sells books. You can pick up a copy of Phil's book there as well. We're talking about Newton and where he was wrong. How about Einstein? I mentioned that in the beginning that, we've accepted this for so long. What if he were wrong? Where was he wrong, in your opinion?
Well, you'll be surprised, because Einstein was wrong on many occasions. First of all, the speed of the accelerated particles is flawed, because we use special relativity to calculate the speed of a particle based on the momentum, and then we use that speed to calculate the decay time of the particles. So we use the same mistake twice, and we end up with the right predictions. It's a cyclic problem there. And there's also the length contraction, the mass increase, and the light bend, the famous light bending that is impossible to predict without knowing the perihelion precession first. So either you predict the light bending with the perihelion precession or vice versa, but it's impossible to predict either one of them without knowing the other. And then there's dark matter, dark energy, they're all wrong. The cosmological microwave background that is coming from all directions that is explained by the inflation of the universe, that is all wrong. It's so from all scales, you can see from all scales, from the particle accelerators to the inflation of the universe, there's plenty of mistakes there.
Well, and your book goes a long way in getting people to think, reevaluate, make a reassessment. The book is Finite Theory, Historical Milestone in Physics. Phil Bouchard, our guest on the program. So what is your conclusion? What did you decide upon?
A little bit my conclusion was like I was saying before, Newton made his mistakes, but Einstein's mistakes were intentional, making it the biggest hoax in the history of humankind. And that's a problem that lasted for over a century, and we really need to fix that problem, because otherwise we're never going to be able to move forward.
Well, yes, and if somebody listening, reading the book, they would probably ask the question, you got Einstein. This is Einstein. And why should we believe you? What is the veracity of your book? How would you answer that question?
I debated the theory for 130 days online on CosmoQuest and International Skeptics, where you can find any physicists that want to defend the mainstream relativity. It turns out now I get the right light bending, the right perihelion shift, the right Pound-Rebka prediction. I found the moon to be 7 meters farther away than what we think, and the mass of the invisible universe to be 738 times the mass of the visible universe. So you can see I can easily find flaws in the current calculations. So it's all based on basic calculus and basic algebra. It's very, very simple to understand.
Well, and you break that down so I think people can understand the book, and the book is doing quite well. I'll ask you about that in a second, what kind of response you're getting. The book is, if you're just joining us, Finite Theory, Historical Milestone in Physics, and in fact, it is a historical milestone. Phil Bouchard is the author and our guest on the program. Is this book peer-reviewed? What response are you getting from your peers?
So it is. I didn't get any answer yet, which is good news, because when it's peer reviewed and you don't get any news for more than a month, then it's extremely good news, and it's being peer reviewed by astrophysics and space science as we speak right now. So it's all positive.
Well, that is a good sign. The book is Finite Theory, Historical Milestone in Physics. Phil Bouchard, that's Bouchard, if you're Googling. Book available at page-turner.us in their bookstore, Amazon, the usual places. I'll mention those before we wrap up the program today. The theory that you come up with, the finite theory, is it testable? Can this be proven?
Yes, it is testable, and I am in touch with the ISS National Lab because the test will need to be performed aboard the International Space Station to test the constancy of the speed of light as predicted by special relativity, which I'm saying is wrong.
This is so exciting, what you are working on here, and the important impactful results that will follow. What will this bring to us, do you think, this new information you have?
So on the long run, this will make science fiction a reality, because we'll be able to travel faster than light in an artificial tunnel. And more importantly, we'll be able to time travel into the future, and that can save lives by mimicking cryonics. So those with incurable diseases like cancer or other things, they'll be able to time travel into the future, and until the day we have the cures for these diseases. And finally, we'll be able to achieve levitation, which is fantastic, because we'll save a lot of nuclear reactor energy if we can levitate, obviously.
Amazing, the real world advantages and possibilities that you talk about. Finite Theory, Historical Milestone in Physics. Phil Bouchard, our guest on the program. It's been said that your work, what you've done, is actually more important than politics or the economy. Talk about that, because this really has significant impact on all of us, doesn't it?
Yes, because, I mean, we hear a lot about politics, especially these days. Politics are important, obviously, but what's more important than politics is science, because science pulls the train, creates an economy. It's going to make us conquer other worlds, you know, because the population expands, so we'll need to be able to live on other worlds pretty soon. So, but most importantly, it will lead the way, create an economy, and make us the explorers we always were.
Yes, it really is exciting. And what a couple minutes left in the interview. What has this been like for you to write this book, to go through all that you've done in writing the book and then promoting it and getting this word out to where it's pretty close to being accepted now? I mean, what has this whole experience been like for you to go through writing the book?
It's very difficult because, challenging 300 years of physics.
Yes.
You can get a lot of attention easily, and people think you're crazy. But if you're convinced, if you know you're right, and I have 20 years of experience in the commercial industry, so if I don't get the job done, I'm getting fired. So I need to get the job done regardless.
Exactly.
I underestimated the difficulties, but now I'm done, and it's a great accomplishment, and it feels good. It feels really good. You can't have a better feeling than that.
What kind of response have you been getting?
obviously, when I was debating my theory, I got a lot of there's a lot of other people that know Einstein were wrong, but they can't really explain it very well. So the scientific community are used to get people like that, but there can be only one with the right answer at some point, and I think I'm the one. So the people are out of arguments right now, especially when I debunked the Paul and Rybka experiment while debating it. People are really, really out of arguments right now, out of words.
It's amazing. When they're quiet, you know you've won something. So I guess that's a good measurement there. I mentioned, of course, and let me read through these again. We've got your book, Finite Theory, Historical Milestone in Physics by Phil Bouchard. It's available for sale at all Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Page Turner's Bookstore, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia and New Zealand. Basically, anywhere books are sold, anywhere in the world, you'll be able to get a copy of Phil's book. You can log on to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to information at pageturner.us in their bookstore there on Phil's book. I mentioned that you're a chief technical officer for an important innovative scientific company. Are we on the verge of seeing some major scientific breakthroughs like what you write about and discovered in your book, Finite Theory? Are we close to more of these?
Yes, because I'm fixing a problem that costs the U.S. economy $1.7 trillion each year, and I'm fixing this problem. So there's a big market share to conquer over there. So it's another interesting project. It's a crash memory manager that prevents other applications from crashing and having any memory leaks.
It's amazing what you've done and what you continue to work on. I mentioned where the book's available. Are there any other websites that people might go to get a little better understanding of your work and the amazing work that you're doing?
Yes, my main website is called Fornax.com. Fornax with an N, like Nancy. And it's my main website, and you can find all the open source projects I develop, all the ideas I have, the hydrogen engine I'm promoting at the same time, because we hear a lot about electric engine replacing carbon fuels, but there's also the hydrogen engine, which is a lot more powerful than anything else. And when we have the technology to develop this, and we have the resources, there's my memory manager I call Fornax C++ Superset, and there's finally all the debates I've been through can be found online also, and I'll post them on my website as well.
And that Fornux is Fornux.com. We're giving you a lot here, but if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, with information on Phil, I will have that website there, Fornux.com. Book available at Page Turner US in the bookstore and all the places that I mentioned before. And the name of the book is Finite Theory, Historical Milestone in Physics by Phil Bouchard, Bouchard. Phil, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. I'm just fascinated by what you've been able to do, what you continue to do in the future. Excited about some of the projects you just mentioned here at the end of the program. Thank you for spending some time with us on the show today.
The one who thanks you.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you here to give a national platform to all of the exciting work, life-changing work that you're doing. Phil Bouchard, the author of Finite Theory, Historical Milestone in Physics. All the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.